Recently, I was the keynote speaker for Women Business Owners, a professional networking organization in Seattle. I handed out slips of paper that invited the attendees to submit their burning etiquette questions, and I then answered a few at the end of the presentation. I thought it'd be fun to share a few of the questions with you, my dear listeners. Here's the first question. Should thank you notes be written in an email or sent through the U.S. mail? My answer. Unless you work for a high-tech firm like Google or Microsoft, where you probably couldn't even find the mailboxes, a handwritten note is always the way to go. It will help you stand out, and unlike an email that gets deleted right away, many people hold on to handwritten thank you notes. Always send a handwritten thank you note after a job interview. Be sure to send it the same day or the next morning of the interview. Question. I'm a hugger and have caught myself hugging a colleague at the end of a meeting and then kicking myself afterward. Is it ever appropriate to hug? My answer. Unless you know someone well, it's best to stick to a handshake. You just don't know how someone feels about being hugged. Some people are very uncomfortable with it. But you can never go wrong with a good, confident handshake. And when you shake hands with someone, you do so when you meet them and when you say goodbye, and also when you seal the deal, which is always the best. Question, what's the best way to manage LinkedIn invitations from people I don't know or haven't met? My answer, for those of you who don't know what LinkedIn is, it's a professional networking site for people in business. When connecting with people, you need to decide what your rule is for connecting. For me, my rule is I've had to have met and liked someone before I connect with them on LinkedIn. Now, occasionally I have an exception to that rule if it's someone who lives out of town or is a member of a group that I belong to. But for the most part, I'm careful about having met someone first before I connect with them on LinkedIn. Some people are perfectly fine with connecting with people they haven't met. And if you don't want to connect with someone, it's okay to ignore the request. You don't even have to say anything. Question, how do you politely correct someone who shortens your name? My answer, it is perfectly okay to correct someone if they get your name wrong or they shorten it. It's important to let people know your correct name. When I went to etiquette training, my etiquette instructor's name is Maria, but people often call her Marie, which she just really does not like. She'll simply say, Marie is a lovely name, but my name is actually Maria. Question, for table settings, does the dessert spoon go to the right of the knife? My answer, usually a dessert spoon is placed at the top of the plate with the handle facing to the right. However, some restaurants will place the dessert spoon to the right of the knife. Technically, that's wrong because if you follow the rule of using the utensils furthest from the plate and working your way in towards the plate, you would be starting with dessert. So it's proper to put the dessert spoon at the top of the plate with the handle facing to the right. Question, is it okay to touch up your lipstick at the table? My answer, no, it's best to step away from the table to freshen your lipstick. That said, because I'm a professional speaker and often present directly after the meal, it can be challenging for me to get up, go to the bathroom, and reapply lipstick before I speak. So I usually dip my head and discreetly put my lipstick on before I'm introduced. Question, if someone at your table returns their meal, should you continue to eat or wait until their meal has been returned? My answer, if there are several people at the table, you don't need to wait until the person has a new meal. If it's just the two of you, it would be polite to slow down and try to have food on your plate when the other person's meal is returned. But you don't want your food to get cold, so you should still continue to eat. Well, those are the questions for today. As always, if you have a burning etiquette question, please email me at arden@kleissetiquette.com, or you can email KSER. I'd love to answer your questions, and I'm sure many of you have burning etiquette questions, so please do submit them. This is Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.